Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, we always enjoy talking to Ozzie. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great. And it's been, you know, a slow start for the White Sox, but the Cubs, it's been a slow start for the Cubs. When do we start worrying about you, Darvish? When do you look at a guy and say, wow, it's five starts now, and on four of them, he hasn't gotten out of the fifth inning, and in the other one, he didn't get to the sixth. I mean, you know, what do you do with a guy where you start feeling maybe he can't overcome any kind of adversity?
I think it will. I think it did in the past. The funny thing about all this, it depends what kind of Darvish you're going to get. You know, you're going to get the Darvish one day just unhittable, and the next day you're going to see a guy, he can find a play, he's very inconsistent. He's been do that for a long time. You know, I mean, some months he's go there and he just dominate the league, and another month go out and just know you don't know what to do. I think it's they have to give him a little bit more confidence, and hopefully for the world, they already signed him as a big free agent. Obviously, come to Chicago and try to fill it up Arrieta's shoes is not easy. I bet, you know, the pitching coach and Joe, we will talk to him about, hey, just go there, out there, enjoy it. And because this kid is got a good arm. It's, everything is about confidence and stay healthy.
Yeah, Ozzie, you, as a player even, you were never afraid to share your opinion with anyone, including teammates. I remember one time Frank Thomas was taking ground balls at shortstop while you had a cast on your leg, and you were telling him to get back over to first because he needed to work at his own position, and Frank didn't care for that too much. But Wilson Contreras had some thoughts on you, Darvish, and said, hey, you know, the guy got comfortable. He walked the pitcher, and then he got comfortable, and thought two were outs, and all of a sudden he you know, lets his guard down against the Colorado pitcher and Tyler Anderson, and next thing you know, the inning falls apart and he's out of the game. Is that okay for a young player on a team to basically, you know, tell everyone what's going on and try to get the guy right that way?
You know, I like Contreras, his attitude and the way he go by his business. I watch him a couple of days, but I don't think that's his job when you only have two days in the big league to try to talk to players that be in the league a little bit longer. I think that's the manager's job. When I did that to Frank, I got a few more years than Frank in the big league.
Yeah.
And I want Frank to get better in first base. And when you need to work on something and you play around in another position, that's what I told Frank to go back there and do what he's supposed to be doing. Not just play around, because he was a first baseman and I will win the Gold Glove or be better shortstop if Frank was good at first base. That's the reason. I remember when Montero said something about Arrieta last year and he got in trouble. Then I think, you know, the front office got sick and tired about it. They called him up and talked to him about, you're not talking about your teammate. Obviously, front office was right. Because you're not, and you know, and also, this kid Montero got a lot of years in the big league. I know Contreras don't mean anything bad or anything that won't hurt anybody's feelings, because I against that. I relate the players say something, because now on, when players say something, everybody has feelings getting hurt. But when you come from you know, I mean, you only spend 2 years in the big league, and I know you want to try to be the man, and I like that. But getting somebody's case when they don't need it, I don't think that's the right move right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, the problem, I think, when you talk about Arrieta, you know, he's grinding it out, but he's winning, and that's not going on with you, who is really struggling to stay in the game.
He's got the 6-plus ERA on top of it, too.
You know, it'd be funny, because they know when they sign him. you know, this guy is very inconsistent. This guy can, like I said earlier, this guy can be very nasty. The guy can be like another one in the block. And that come with him. And hopefully this month is you just throw them this month away and start over and start pitch well, because they need him. You know, they really, really, really need him to get the one they want to get.
Did you? I'm trying to remember. Did you ever get beaned up above, you know, anywhere close to the head? Did you ever have to deal with the mental aspect of getting back in there and not, you know, shying away from digging in?
Well, they never hit me, because if you hit me, they get released next day, because I was the ECL on the league. if you hit me, believe me, you were missing three outs, easy three outs in the game. That's why they never tried to hit me. But you know me, I talked to Giancarlo Stanton when he got hit in Milwaukee, and he take it. You know, thank God, you know me, he no get hit Chris no hit the way Giancarlo did. It was scary. It was scary while I was watching the game, and obviously when you get hit, I don't care who you are, in that area. It's kind of, you know, very, very tough to see. And, you know, I mean, they come back, it's up to him. You know, I mean, it's not going to be easy. I know it's not going to be, you got to take a little while, especially when you see a slider and you flinch, or fastball in, you flinch. That's coming human nature. But I think Chris is good enough professional and very tough mentally. He should be out of there as quick as he can, but it's not going to be easy to come back, and we all know that. And people should notice that for at least few at bats. And because I remember Giancarlo went back in, they put it back in the to have a like a simulator game, and the first pitch got hit, and it taken more little longer to get ready, because all the songs started. We worry about the ball. Look at what he did. He's to win the MVP. But I think it's just, you don't see anything happen to any of the players, especially hit off there. And I know this kid don't want to try to hit anyone, because the last part on the people you want to hit is in the head, on the hardest part in the people you want to hit on the head. But hopefully Chris Bryant come back and be the Chris Bryant he's always been.
When you look at the White Sox, Yoan Moncada has been pretty good, really, but there was a moment there where he didn't hustle to first, and then he got pulled in, and Ricky was talking to him, and then the next day he had some sort of an issue, and it was, oh, well, he's got a hamstring, but he was right back in the lineup after that. So it looked like he was being disciplined for not hustling. We saw Addison Russell go through the same thing. You know, Joe's got this respect 90 motto, and he didn't respect 90. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And with, again, depending on whether or not Bryant plays, you can't damage your team. But do you like the idea of disciplining guys? Do you like the idea of protecting them by saying it's an injury? What do you think about when guys aren't digging in and hustling?
Well, I just watched Moncada replay.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was running to me. You know what I mean? I don't think it was running like 1,000%, but I think it was running. Maybe he saw the play would be easier, slow down a little bit. But yes, I did bench a couple guys because I benched Rios, you know, run the base out a couple times. I asked him, is your legs okay? He asked me, yes. I said, wrong answer. Get out of here. And I put somebody out there. No, I did. You know why? Because that don't respect the game. That don't respect the manager. They don't respect the manager's point, because they say, well, those guys, especially if you're losing, they're going to be more like, oh, look at this happen. Then all of a sudden, they're going to talk to Renteria. So like, you mean, you know, you're not put any attention on the players and not hustling. When you're losing, you have to hustle more than before. Even you have to hustle every day. You will want to put a little extras when you're losing. With Moncada, you know what I mean? Moncada has been more consistent. You know what I mean? Consistent is the more important thing in the game. You know, yesterday, first piece home run after that. How good or bad. This week it was a lot better. There's, you know, the expectation is higher on him. And I always say, if Moncada play well, the White Sox gonna be better. But that's cues about we're young and we're, I don't know, we're rebuilding. I believe that they do rebuilding. I believe that they're young. They're not that young. The young players coming up pretty soon, they're gonna be very good. The dumb players down the minor league right now, they're going to come. They're going to be very good. But I think you got to, you know, every game in the big league, you expect to win. You expect to play well. You expect to do a lot of great stuff. And right now, they do it one time. They're not, you know, a couple nights ago, they scored 10 runs a couple days ago. Yesterday, first pitch home run against King Phillies. I said, everybody go, wow, there we go. And they got shut down. But King Phillies can shut down anyone. But I think consistency is more important than anything.
Joe Madden said he hates to disappoint people who want to see Elmora out there every day, but everyone's going to play, and Zobrist is, you know, can come back Saturday, and we'll wait and see. But Happ is swinging the bat better, lower in the lineup, and certainly Schwarber's bat as well is back. Certainly, how would you handle that? Would you still keep Elmora and Baez up there the majority of the time and give it a good run, or would you start doing what Joe usually does and get guys in and out of lineup and mix it up each day?
Well, Joe has had a lot of success in the past, mixing lineup in and out, get the guys at bats. I think he's got it going for him very well. But as you see Elmora play, Elmora is one of the best center fielder. Maybe he's the best center fielder in the game right now. Listen, best center fielder. I'm not saying he's the best player. Other song, you know, he's not the messenger. He's the message. He's not the message. He's the messenger. I think Elmora is playing unbelievable. I know this kid from Miami. He went to school with my son, and I saw this kid jumps. He's one of the best I ever see playing the outfield. But, you know what I mean? I think they wait for the big boys come up and do the thing. Elmora, I know, is a 4-foot outfielder. I think Baez right now is shooting the bat better than it was in the beginning of the season. I keep saying that every day. Is Baez playing the way he should be hitting? Having Rizzo, Baez, and Bryan in the lineup together? Look out. I don't want to put Hayward on it because it's a lot of heat on it, but I think Contreras is helping it. You know what I mean? This thing offensively, they should be pretty good for next, you know, for the rest of the season.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Always a joy to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Bob. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Ozzy. Thanks, Ozzy. Always great to hear what Ozzy has to say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.